Well, we're talking now about a roof collapse on Commercial Street in Gloucester with Gloucester Fire Deputy Fire Chief Tom LeGrande. Chief LeGrande, thanks for taking the time this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon, Rick. How are you?
Very well, Deputy. I appreciate it. As I said, Commercial Street, of course, is the most famous building on Commercial Street now is the hotel that was erected there a few years ago. But it has housed a lot of older buildings. Can you tell me what happened today at 80 Commercial Street?
So we received a call for a structural collapse at 80 Commercial Street. It's the old North Atlantic Fish Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjacent to the Felicia oil.
Oh, okay.
So, and the wharf. So when we arrived on scene, we found that the roof had collapsed in and pushed out a wall on the corner of the building. So there was the masonry work and all that. But when the wall pushed out, it also knocked the gas service. So we had a gas leak there on top of the initial collapse of the building. The wind was pushing a lot of the gas into the building. The gas that wasn't being pushed into the building was being dispersed well enough with the wind, so we weren't concerned about gas in the neighborhood. However, what was accumulating in, we were concerned as far as if it would find an ignition source and we'd have a secondary explosion on top of it.
Good heavens. So what do you do at that point? You call National Grid or have to cordon off the area, keep people away?
Yes, actually all of that. The police were on scene, so they were a big help as far as securing the area for us and clearing out one of the adjacent structures so we didn't, in the event that something did happen, we wouldn't have people in buildings that were nearby. We contacted National Grid, both the electric and the gas departments, one, to make sure that there was no electricity to the building so there wouldn't be an ignition source, and then secondly, more importantly, to shut the gas off. Fortunately for us, there were crews working in the city on different jobs in the city, so they were able to be pulled off. They were notifying us of an ETA that was going to be unacceptable. So we were fortunate. They were on scene within about 10 or 15 minutes, but they had access to shut off in the street before they could actually shut the gas off to the building.
Yeah, I was over there this afternoon, and they were still digging it up with power tools and backhoes.
Yep.
And everything else, trying to get to that. So. And it was pretty busy. How do you determine, Deputy, how do you determine if there is an electrical source in the building or something that could, spark? Is there a way to run that down, whether or not electricity is going in there?
Usually we'll leave it to either the people that own the facilities, or we'll get National Grid just to confirm it for us. Because any building that has wires to, if you go with the assumption that there is live power, and prepare for that. If there is an event, at least you'll be set up for it. In this case, we find out after the fact that the utilities had been turned off to the building. So the gas that was leaking in wasn't interior of the building. It was gas from the outside pipe that was getting blown into the structure where the hole was in the wall.
Right. And how?
Unfortunately, we were informed that the electricity had also been shut off to the building, but not knowing that at the time, you want to make sure that it is in the event it finds an ignition source.
All right, so the building was unoccupied?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And who responded? How many guys do you have there? What was the apparatus like?
So we had Engine 1 respond initially. I went down with them after hearing the dispatch to help out. And then once we got the area cordoned off, so to speak, we waited for the gas company and the electric company to show up. The Engine 1 crew stretched a 2.5-inch hand line just as a precaution, just in case if somehow there was an ignition source was found and things lit up, that we'd have a line in place and be ahead of it. And once the gas was shut off, the National Grid checked the building. They found substantially high readings of gas as well as what you could just notice on your own. So we had the crews go around and make some openings in the building. And fortunately, there was the wind direction and the speed of the wind helped us ventilate in the building. So
Wow. We
were on scene, I think, a couple hours total. Once the gas was shut off, like I said, making sure that when we made the openings that the gas would vent down to safe levels.
Okay. I have a friend who was a former Gloucester police officer whose house was destroyed by a gas leak. So I know how dangerous that can be. You must have to, in conjunction with the police department, make sure everybody stays away until you're absolutely sure that everything's shut off and you can vent the place.
Yes, yes. And like I said, there was enough officers down there, and they were a big help with doing that. and that frees us up to concentrate on the immediate problem, and they can handle making sure that if there's adjacent structures need to be evacuated or people need to be contacted, and then that frees us up, like I said, to make sure we can concentrate on the issue at hand.
Okay. Final question, Deputy. How long did it take to determine whether or not it was a threat to other property and you might have to evacuate people? How do you determine that, and how long did it take?
So we determined that fairly quickly because, as I said, that once we learned that the issue was the gas that might be concentrating inside that building, and at the time we didn't know that there was no electricity, so the concern was if an ignitable pocket of gas found an ignition source, that we would actually have an explosion that would push the building out in any or every direction.
Wow.
So we took the, I believe it was the Neptune's Harvest building, right, Ocean Crest, is the next building over. So they just let the people in there know, just to get them out. Once the gas was shut off and we determined it was safe, then they opened up the other buildings back to the occupants.
All right, great save. Thank you so much, Deputy. That's Gloucester Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.